It's Mike Robb. The Idiot Test is back for another run of high ratings on the Game Show Network. And this time, I'm going to sit down and play the game right here live. We'll see how we do. Plus, he put the first pair of high-end athletic shoes on the first NBA superstar and started an industry that is worth billions. We'll find out who he is coming up. Let's get to the point.
This is The Point. The Point Radio. Get The Point Radio.
The hit series, The Idiot Test, is back for another run of episodes on the Game Show Network. And in case you missed those earlier shows, host Ben Glebe is along to explain just what went down.
If you didn't see Season 1, Idiot Test is a nude model showcase show where we have models competing in body painting competitions. I'm sorry, I'm being told that in Skin Wars, the other GSN show. I always confuse them because I wish my show involved nude body painting. It is a visual brain puzzle show where we give you these very creative and often funny visual tests. And you have to see if you can think. You don't need knowledge or trivia knowledge. It's just how well your brain can figure out what the questions ask you on this cool visual image. And when you get the answer right, you feel great. When you get it wrong, the answer's always staring you right in the face, and it seems so obvious that you feel like an idiot when you get it wrong. And it's the show makes you laugh as much as it makes you.
Any big changes for this new second season?
We did. We had one touch screen in the center of the stage last year. Now we have two touch screens. My wardrobe is different. I think my hair looks better. The comedy on the show is weirder and more fun. The contestants are better looking, which I was important. I said I can't go with any more of these rocket scientists or these Mensa people that look like they've never combed their hair. You want somebody with good hair. You want a good-looking contestant. We did that this season.
All right, so having covered the show with Ben for 2 years now, I decided it was time for me to step up, and I would play the Idiot Test with Ben.
Well, that's great confidence, Mike. I'm glad to know that in the last year, your confidence has stepped up to the same level.
Yes.
Let's see how you do. I'm going to start you out easy, Mike. Before it was discovered that the Earth was round, what shape was it?
That would be round.
That's right.
Bingo, you got that right.
Yeah.
People thought the Earth was flat, but they were just super dum-dums.
All right, I'm ready for round two. Let's go.
Mike, how many times is I mentioned in the traditional alphabet song?
Okay, playing it off in my head, and that would be once, right?
Mike, you're going downhill, buddy. The answer is twice. The end line of the song is now I know my ABCs. Spelling, not one of your songs,
please. All right, so moving on. Let's change the subject just a little bit. You know, Ben does stand-up all over the world. And if you want to find out where he's going to be next, well, here's a little bit of a rundown.
I'm traveling all over. This month I will be in Minnesota and Calgary and Edmonton and Irvine. And in May I will be in Denver and Shanghai, China, I believe it or not.
Wow.
And you can see me in a bunch more cities around the world, mostly in the U.S. and Canada, at benglebe.com/calendar. And you can follow Idiot Test online at Idiot Test Show on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. And keep up with our keeping ups. You know?
Ben is also pretty active in the voiceover business, having been in Jay and Silent Bob's super groovy cartoon movie, Ice Age Continental Drift, and more.
I love doing animation voiceover. To me, it's like the ultimate dream. We all grew up as kids watching cartoons, and to get to be a cartoon, to get to go into a voiceover booth and imagine this fantastical animated scene that's going to be drawn around your voice. It's just a privilege, and it's exciting, and it makes me feel like a kid. But like a kid that gets paid to do kid things. So it's pretty fun.
All right, your turn to see how you'll do. Play along with the Idiot Test. New episodes every Wednesday on the Game Show Network. You can see more right now at GSNTV.com.
The Point Radio.
Here we go with the latest in pop culture. Not unlike the way they did business back in the 90s, Valiant has announced a new retail incentive companion series that'll be tied to their Book of Death summer event. That, of course, is the one where several Valiant characters will be killed over the summer. This 4-issue limited edition series will be available only to retailers whose orders qualify for the Book of Death miniseries. It'll be called Book of Death Legends of the Geomancer and again be available to retailers in the summer should their orders qualify. If you need to get copies, you need to talk to your retailer more than likely fairly soon. It looks like the Mockingbird character will be the star of the new, rather confusing Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. spinoff project we told you about a couple of weeks ago. That project has been announced, but not greenlit from ABC. And also, there's no word on exactly whether it will be a fall series or to bridge the gap over the wintertime the way Agent Carter did during the past television season. Adrian Pilecki will continue as Mockingbird, though, in the new series, which is expected to get more details out in the world between now and Comic-Con. Thanks to a little stealth work from WikiLeaks, it looks like we do know there's some serious interest in a Doctor Who movie feature, at least from Sony. Part of those original North Korean emails were reposted by WikiLeaks over the weekend, and they do show that at least as early as January 2014, Sony had interest in a Doctor Who feature. However, that feeling is not shared by the showrunners of Doctor who said they felt that it would hurt their long-run plan for the show. Basically, that's where the conversation ended. However, since then, as showrunner Stephen Moffat has gone on record in saying the fact that he feels the Doctor Who TV series will last another 5 years for certain. The latest tie-in to the sci-fi phenomenon Sharknado now involves the gang from Riverdale. There'll be an Archie versus Sharknado one-shot. It'll coincide with the release of the third Sharknado film on sci-fi coming up this summer. The one-shot will be written by Anthony Ferranti, and there'll be a main cover and interior art by Dan Parent, plus several variant covers as well. Again, the comic will be released on July 22nd, the same day as Sharknado premieres on sci-fi. According to actress Victoria Justice, MTV has canceled her series Eye Candy after just one season. Justice made the announcement via her Twitter account over the weekend. There's been no official announcement yet from MTV. The point. Sonny Vaccaro may not have ever had an NBA championship or even played in the Olympics, but he certainly was part of the basketball world. In fact, he may have been one of the first people to put a name brand shoe on a name recognized athlete, helping to build the $13 billion a year athletic shoe industry. I asked Sonny how he first got into shoes.
By accident. I got into shoes by accident. I had become sort of a pseudo celebrity in basketball by starting an all-star game a long time ago in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, and I ran camps. And one of my campers told me one day that they ought to do something with, you know, the way tennis shoes were designed and they sand a lot of it and all that sort of stuff. And I went to a fledgling company called Nike, turned out to be Nike, and I gave them some thoughts that the kids and the shoemaker friend of mine had about shoes, and then they became engrossed in my connection to basketball because they were a track, company at that time. They only had one basketball team, that was the University of Oregon, which was Phil Knight's alma mater. So I got involved by accident, and I had ideas, and Phil Knight allowed me to use my mind, and we both did well by that. And that's how the birth of me being involved. It was by accident, and then it turned out to be seminal to both of us. It turned my life around and certainly helped Nike's life also.
So who was his first big celebrity tie-in?
Well, I think a college coach. I think it was Jerry Tarkanian and John Thompson, that era. College coaches were the first to get their teams to wear the shoes. And, 6 years before Michael Jordan was born to Nike, we started out, we being Nike, on the college level, and I signed the college coaches to contracts. And we get Jimmy Boeheim and Calhoun and Thompson and all these guys who won national championships. So Nike got their foot in basketball, the college. And then I went down to high school, then, summer league. But Michael Jordan came after 6 years of college domination. And then, obviously, Michael Jordan changed the world of marketing, of the company called Nike, and the rest of the world as we know it today. The millions and millions and billions started flowing then because Michael was that powerful as an endorser.
Right now, Sonny is the subject of a new ESPN documentary called Soul Man. And I asked him what we'd see in the film.
You're going to see the evolution of the finances and the marketing of it, and you're going to go all the way from the colleges to the pros, to summer camps, down to AAU and high school basketball, and then you're gonna feel my pain of an organization called the NCAA and how they treat quote unquote amateur athletes, which are college athletes who play for them, basically, whatever. I don't go into that, but you'll see the trial called the O'Bannon trial, which has already changed the face of amateurism and the NCAA. So it runs me through the whole, you know, time. I started this when I was 24 years old in Pittsburgh, and I'm 75 now and still active and fighting. So, you know, it talks about the LeBron Jameses, the Kobe Bryants, the Michael Jordans, the people who made the shoe industry, the marketing, you know, composite that it is today. I mean, you see a Kevin Durant sign a $30 or $35 million a year deal with Nike after Under Armour, you know, offering them a little bit more. You see athletes getting paid, you know, unbelievable amounts of money to market their particular, you know, shoes in this case. I've watched that whole thing. I've been a part of it. And so that's what this movie's going to take. It's going to take you on a step-by-step in an hour and a half of my life paralleling what's actually happening.
One of Sonny's causes is the antitrust suit led by former UCLA basketball star Ed O'Bannon.
The O'Bannon suit is, Eddie O'Bannon was the most valuable player in the 1995 NCAA championships. UCLA won the championship. Eddie was the most valuable player. He had a short-lived, you know, career in the pros, and he bounced around Europe for a while, and he grew up to be a man. And then one day he looks out there, and his face, his body is being used in the EA Sports, video game. And everyone knows the value of EA Sports, you know, they cost money to buy them and all. And there they were selling him for whatever the heck they were selling him for, and it was worth a lot of money, you know, what they sold it for. And it was him. So I was trying to find athletes in the past who would, you know, argue against him, because also the athletes were being shown on films, you know, the old Duke North Carolina games, Southern Cal UCLA football games, Michigan Ohio State football games. Well, these were all athletes that they kept selling their, you know, their images off, and I thought that was wrong. So O'Bannon stepped forward with a law firm out of Washington, D.C., Michael Houseill, the lead attorney, and he basically, we sued to go to court under the antitrust, you know, thing where no one owns you forever. And that's what O'Bannon is. O'Bannon's about the rights of the athletes when they're no longer there, and they keep using them and using them. It's bad enough they use them while they're in school, and, you know, they get hurt and some kids on. But all the monies that are derived from all these, you watch a game today, and you watch, you know, a game on TV, and an hour later it's on Instagram, it's on your phone, it's somewhere else. I mean, they sold it to another network. I mean, and it's these kids. The same kids. I mean, so the O'Bannon said, we deserve, you figure out a logical way that we can be paid once we leave this school. And that's what O'Bannon is. They're fighting for their rights financially.
Catch the unique documentary Soul Man running all this month on ESPN and on ESPN On Demand. That's it for the podcast for right now. But as usual, we're back in a few days. And you can always find us on websites like ComicMix.com, MichaelDavisWorld.com, GetThePointRadio.com, and in the iTunes podcast directory. Also, Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram under The Point Radio. And we'll see you in just a few days. Get the-